This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha was adjourned today for the day, while the Rajya Sabha session resumed after the adjournment till 2 p.m. following opposition protest over the alleged irregularities in the NEET exam. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Congress members started sloganeering, demanding the resignation of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan over the issue. Members from the Congress, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well. Speaker Om Birla said a committee has been formed to look into the issue. He said not allowing the House to function in a pre-planned manner is not right for parliamentary democracy. He said the members can raise the issue during the discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed ruckus over the NEET issue and adjournments at 12 noon and 2 p.m. The opposition parties, including the Congress, TMC, DMK, Aam Aadmi Party and others, raised slogans against the government over the issue. Amidst the ruckus, the Rajya Sabha took up discussion today on the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address. A total of 21 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Initiating the discussion, BJP MP Sudhanshu Trivedi highlighted the success of the Narendra Modi government during the last 10 years. Referring to the recent Lok Sabha elections, he said the NDA has got more vote share in the southern states in comparison to the Congress Party. The BJP MP added that the Congress Party failed to get three-digit marks in the Lok Sabha in the third attempt. Mr. Trivedi said that India has become the third largest economy in the world, leaving behind Great Britain. Mr. Trivedi said the NDA government has distributed 34 crore LED bulbs and the government is committed to green energy generation. BJP MPs Rakesh Sinha, Bhim Singh, YSR Congress MP Gola Babu Rao, among others, also took part in the discussion. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today assured the NEET students that strict action will be taken against the culprits. Talking to newspersons outside Parliament, he said the government is sensitive over this issue and assured the students and guardians that all necessary action would be taken. He mentioned that the government is ready to discuss any issue in the House. The first batch of Amarnath pilgrims that departed from Jammu base camp early this morning entered Kashmir Valley this afternoon amid tight security arrangements. After crossing the Navyug tunnel, the pilgrims were given a warm welcome by DC Kulgam Athar Amir Ul Shafi Khan, along with other officials of the District Administration and Tourism Department. This year's Amarnath Yatra is scheduled to begin tomorrow from both routes of Baltal and Chandanwadi in the valley. The Reserve Bank of India in its latest financial stability report stated that the Indian economy and the financial system remain robust and resilient, anchored by macroeconomic and financial stability. The report that came out yesterday further highlighted that gross non-performing assets ratio of the scheduled commercial banks fell to a multi-year low of 2.8% and the net non-performing assets ratio to 0.6% at end March 2024. Heavy rainfall disrupted normal life in the national capital today, causing severe waterlogging and traffic jams in several areas of the city. Meanwhile, one person lost his life and four people were injured after a roof collapsed at Terminal 1 of the Delhi airport. Ministry of Civil Aviation said heavy rain in early this morning resulted in the collapse of the canopy at the Delhi airport, Terminal 1. As a result, flights to and from Terminal 1 have been closed till further notice. The ministry said alternate arrangements are being made for smooth operation of the flights. Delhi Airport has announced a compensation of 20 lakh rupees to the family of the deceased and 3 lakh rupees each to those injured. Voting is being held today for the presidential elections in Iran. The 14th presidential elections in the West Asian country were initially set to be held in 2025 but were rescheduled after President Ibrahim Raisi's death in a helicopter crash last month. Interior Minister Ahmed Wahidi announced the opening of the elections in a televised address. In men's cricket, India will take on South Africa in the final of men's T20 World Cup at Barbados tomorrow. This is India's third entry into the final of the tournament. And with that, we end this news bulletin.